Okay, so we've decided to give the players some time to kind of do their own kind of sub-quest, I guess. Like, things that they wanted to do, but really didn't have enough time to in between the process of getting destroyed. you guys, like, want to roll initiative to see who gets to decide what they do first?
Sure.
Okay, everybody roll. Person that rolls highest gets to do so first.
Ah, crap.
The pressure's
not
on.
First. I didn't say person who rolls first gets to decide what they do. Person that rolls highest. I am just supposed to read people and do so.
Ah, dang it.
I got a 10.
I got a 1. 13. Oh, that's not a 1 at all.
13's the highest.
15.
17's the highest. Like, Lilo got a 1, so... This is obviously
four.
A D&D podcast, so... Oh, no, you don't, add your initial modifier. Hey, Ezra, roll your freaking dice.
Maybe I should
speak
softer since I'm right next to the mic now.
Hello!
Okay, three, so...
Oh, my God. That's gonna
I'm gonna
turn
go take
out
my
really loud.
Yeah, it's always...
You didn't take it previously.
We were supposed to take it like 2 hours ago.
No, he has one at 12 and one at 3.
Oh, okay. That's respectable.
Like three, four.
It's 350.
Yeah, 4.
Your dad really ain't coming, Chief Keef.
He's
coming at 3, guys.
Okay, so, four. Jacob, since you rolled the highest, what
I can't
you
help.
What time of day is it?
How about this? I'll roll a d6. I'm not having my dice. Where's the scorpion dice? Oh, never mind, they're here. You, a person on their bike, enjoying their day, why don't they kill themselves?
speaking of which, I need to take a long rest.
I'd assume you take one.
The people listening to the podcast are going to be so confused.
Well, that is afternoon.
I feel like they've listened to us for 14 hours now.
I feel like
they understand our personality.
Yeah, it's squirrel.
I'm phase in, phase out.
It's like afternoon.
Okay. So, I am going to,
lost the white dice.
You're going to what?
Or pen, sorry.
I'm trying to decide between two things.
There's actually a guild you can join that's kind of like, you already did a quest involving joining the City Watch. So you are associated with the City Watch.
Yes.
So if you want to go around and try to get some like side jobs to do.
Sure. Yeah. Bro, I just want to be a vigilante boy. I want to do stuff.
Yeah, well, like...
Just look for jobs to do.
It's better just to work with the City Watch and do stuff than it is to, like, you know...
Yeah, that's just go around trying to kill people.
No, bro, you gotta, scout them out, bro.
Yeah, how about you go to the City Watch?
Were we fighting a gang, though?
No.
Yeah, we went to the sewers.
Xanathar Guild, you weren't fighting them. You had side objectives that involved...
Oh, there he is.
Bye, Ezra.
Goodbye.
As we start it, 3 minutes.
What should we do then? Do we just finish it out, or do we? Dip?
Let's honestly just.
Yeah, whatever.
We're not gonna do story much.
We're not doing much story.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah, I suggest you. Would you like to go to the City Watch, or maybe like there is a group of people that are based over and getting information. You know.
I want to get some information.
Okay. Thank you, dude. Why is the sound of the scooches there?
Everything is still going. I'm gonna see how long I can stay.
Gilbert.
How nice.
If you can stay till like 6, that's when Jacob has to go, and then
I have to go at 5.
Okay, so stay till like.
I have to be home at 5.
So stay till like 4:30. It's like more just. Yeah, 4:30-ish. I don't know. That's
half an hour from now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So maybe 5.
We waited a whole hour to 30 minutes for his parents, and they never showed until we started something.
Yeah. Just talk to you about something.
I'm gonna just tell him if I can stay until 5. Maybe.
I guess, yeah, Caleb's sleeping. I'm scared he's sleeping.
Alright, podcast is still going, boy.
Yep.
Yeah. They're just confused.
Give me a second. I gotta double check what these things do.
I don't think anyone watches us except for teenagers.
Lords of the Lion.
We got a Korean guy and a guy from France, actually.
Cool.
That Korean guy must be rich AF.
No, he's not.
Say that? I don't understand.
He's in South Korea.
I don't. That doesn't mean anything. Why did you say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it was North Korean. Never mind. Alright. He's not rich.
Wow. Now you offended our Korean viewer.
Yeah, God.
I'm sorry, Korean viewer.
He's not sorry. He'll do it again.
He's a horrible human being like that.
I'm not that bad of a person, I swear.
But.
Okay. Okay, I'm kind of confused here. I really like. This.
I'm gonna hit you over the head with your hydro flask. When you wake up, I hope you get and I ooped back into reality.
And I
ooped. That doesn't mean anything.
Are you a visco goral?
Okay, like, okay, the thing is, you are requesting a lot of stuff.
Are you fine if let's go do some of the city watch if it's too much?
Lord, you guys already did a mission with the Lord's Alliance, which is okay, because they've got more. Okay, so you want to go contact the Lord's Alliance?
Yes.
So you're going to go up to their headquarters, and you're going to see a guard. He lets you through as he doesn't recognize you. After talking to your associate...
Wait, I haven't done it. That was my dad.
Okay.
You tell them.
You tell them they recognize that you were in fact associated with the bar, which is the bar is technically a guild, right? But not an official guild. It's just a clan, I guess.
What would we call the black market?
The Ubu.
What's the bar called?
Ghost and Drugs.
I could take it a black market underground.
Yep. Yeah. So you're gonna get a briefing. Like they kind of have like these like parchment papers, I guess, and you can just grab one and read it. It's like a quest board. Click X to interact. This one is, okay, you're gonna have to write down these notes, by the way, because I ain't flipping back every 9 seconds. Harkle Swordholmer, an evil adventurer who was exiled 3 years ago for attempting to bribe a city magistrate, and of course he moved the whole table. That's on the list, by the way. Has re-entered Waterdeep illegally. We think the Xanathar Guild is using him to incite violence. He was last seen recruiting a Kaneki in the Dark Ward. Find him and quietly put him to the sword. Chaotic good.
That's...
Yep. Okay.
Dang
it, yeah.
I should have gone to the Lord's Order.
Well, he can have more people. You can just pull up and be like, yo! and then
18v1.
So, once you get that down, just start like thinking of a plan. Now we'll go to Jaden.
Man, I wish to...
Go to Sketchland.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna tell you my description. Guy enters town, Xanathar might be...
Give me a specific name.
And recruit B.
If I go to... Okay.
Can you please write down the name? H?
If I go to said,
A,
sketchy locations...
R. K. O. Space.
X.
Swarmhole. I'm only willing to put so much effort. Okay, so what do you
so he enters the town with death.
So,
for
Putkist,
and they're
birds. There's we found a list of infamous. Am I not smart?
Infamous.
Alleyways, and Jaden's got a dream, and that's to just visit them all like a pet zoo. Petting zoo.
Like a liquid zoo.
I don't have enough paint.
What? Dude, you still have like 5-6 for each bucket. You have some very aggressive plans, don't you? What do you need paint?
Oh my god.
If one of them takes 1/6 of each bucket?
Yeah, because I'm assuming 1/6 of it's made out of red, 1/6 of it's made out of black, but like I'm not in the mood to do that many fractions, so that's all you get.
Okay. And if there's 6 alleyways.
Oh, you gotta choose when you can't paint, or you gotta buy a whole more bucket. Welcome to the paint industry. You know, like how they sell you like in really weird, like 53 gallons? So, like, you
hey, Lyle.
What?
Go buy me black and red paint, they'll pay you twice what you have to pay them.
Sure.
I give Lyle 20 silver and tell him to go buy me paint, red and black paint.
Now, does he, you, okay?
Do you trust him?
You pull up to the place.
I guess he does, no wrong, okay.
The place.
It was not an option, he has to.
Hey, okay. What can I do for you?
He's a
can
good
I have some red and black paint?
It's a different person, I'll have you know.
I'm pretty sure I sold a friend of yours some of that the other day.
I don't know him.
How much is
that's a terrible thing to say.
Deception.
It's not completely wrong.
I don't know him. You work with him. The building with him.
I actually have no clue who he is. You showed up one day.
Reception again.
Oh my god.
Can I just have the fucking paint?
Hacking.
No, he's left his screen at your store with me. You tell me you know this man, and I will sell you pain.
I know him. I don't know anything about him.
He's going to slam her head on the table. I do not care. You know he's your employee. Just say you know this guy.
I know this man.
Thank you.
But I'm not buying paint for him. God damn it.
Roll for deception.
Oh my god. Jesus. He rolled a 1.
I said the wrong
person. I rolled a 7.
Okay.
I should have said
Caleb.
He wouldn't fuck it up this badly.
Stop lying to me, man. Listen here. All I need you to do. How much interior paint are you requiring?
A bucket of red and a bucket of black.
Like, what kind of space are you trying to fill in? Like, are you doing another layer? Are you trying to?
I have no fucking idea. He just told me to go buy paint.
Roll for deception.
He didn't lie again.
Okay.
He didn't know.
I literally told him about that, man.
Okay, then
roll for persuasion. Yeah, persuasion.
Hold on. Just hold stop. On. Stop. Stop. I'll give you the cooler Daniel box. Yes.
You gotta roll it to make it work. Jeez.
Okay, now it's a 1.
She kicks you out of the store.
Yeah, I agree with Kale. Yeah, I'm sorry. You can come back later once you finally figure out a good lie. I'm going to have to request you to leave.
I'll buy the paint for you.
That's not how it works. You just, like, she lives across the street from you guys. She sees Lyle walk back in, and like 3 seconds later, what do you know? Ezra comes back in. Hey, can I have some, What for?
I'm painting some stuff.
Painting my javelin.
Okay, so Lyle, you're gonna come back in with no paint.
Actually, she didn't let me buy the paint.
Oh, Lyle's dying. He's angry. By the way.
So you've chosen death.
I say, please
gonna,
don't kill me.
He's gonna ambush you in an alleyway.
Please
don't kill me.
I guess you can only paint 5 alleys, Jim.
Hold up, I'll buy it.
Jay, why can't Jane just
no,
go
he's not gonna go, hey.
He doesn't want to seem that sketchy, but apparently.
No, listen, Jaden.
The player's handbook.
Jaden.
No!
Oh, wait, hey, Jaden. Remember your Jin. Where's Jin checking?
Jaden, what are you doing? No, we're
listen,
not gonna kill him.
Jaden.
He's not gonna kill him, but he sure is going to give him quite the reckoning.
He's gonna give him a nice
I see him. He's acting suspicious at this moment.
Father has alcohol in
is
his system.
Is it even
he's gonna
in
give
here?
His son, like,
what? You might have to look it up online.
I'm kind of scared,
Jaden?
So I just start
listen, I will
hands on my rapier.
I will literally buy that
I'm
paint
white
for you.
I'm white gripped on my rapier.
It's too late now. Miles has sealed his face.
He's just standing there.
Miles has sealed his face.
It's just like, father came back with the milk and cigarettes. With the belt as well.
It's like sending someone to go get the groceries, and they come back and say, they wouldn't let me have them.
I guess it's time to die.
It's just, okay, black and red paint is not only a weird color palette, but like, just why you gotta lie so much?
How many total buckets do you need? I'll buy that shit for you for free. I got you.
Good luck.
He doesn't know.
Good luck.
Yeah, you.
Like
your charisma's gotta be.
Jane, is okay.
Although you are a monk, so she might.
I
want to
cast blindness / deafness on Lyle.
Okay. Roll for whatever you roll. Is it?
I do 99 dice.
Am I back at the bar?
The cooler Daniel.
Did you make an attack on him, or does
like do you walk? Do you walk? Do you do it subtly, or like do it right in front of you?
I very obviously make sure he knows I just casted blindness on him.
No, I think that's actually.
Yeah, it's blindness or deafness. That's a level 2 spell slot. Which one? Roll a d4 to see which one he gets.
Make him blind.
I will check just to verify. Hold on.
Where do I get? Is it permanent?
No, it's temporary.
Like no spell is permanent.
No, man, you can have this back.
Okay.
Hey, right. Make a Constitution saving throw real fast.
+0, goddamn.
I will not do that, Billy Daniel.
17.
So, Jade, how are you gonna cast it? How are you gonna like fail to cast this? I mean, you just gonna walk up to him, grab him by like the head.
Yes.
I'm 6'3".
That is, that's gonna be very sketchy. You just, in plain view, you just go,
Well, you guys both chose the exact same.
Oh my god. A 16-year-old who is 6'3".
That's actually as tall as I'm not even 6'3". Holy shit.
Dude, just look at Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan's like...
Lanky. Look at Devin.
He's 6'2".
He's like 15, 6'1", 6'6". Devin's like 6'4".
A dark energy's gonna come
out. No, he's not 6'1".
Okay. Listen. Wait, you're not at the bar.
Look at Ryan.
You have to just like, I'm already trying to find out what you're
Ryan's like 6'4".
I want to buy that if you want help with it.
Nah, it's losing battle.
No.
And also, hey,
which, okay. Of the names of the sketchy alleys, which is the least boring, or least boring in your opinion? But no, the most boring. Still, well, that sucks the most.
I still have the money.
Have what money?
I didn't give him money back.
Yeah, but for why he's attacking you, idiot.
I say, before I leave, I say, hey, here, take your money back.
Silver.
Take your cash.
Yeah, I gotta find, what's your request? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm doing the research.
Are you doing this all
Dan,
in pen?
You should have just came and found me and told me.
I'm doing my stuff in pencil.
Yeah. By the way, do you want help on that? Because you should, like, inform the rest of the group.
About shoving a bottle up Lyle's asshole?
No.
Cool.
I'll buy that page for you, dude.
No, he said, I'm gonna shove this bottle up your asshole if you keep it up, Lyle. He said, you should inform the party before you do such a thing.
No, I meant research.
The council will decide your fate.
I meant, for your
job. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Am I back at the bar yet? So I'm going back to the bar to help plan.
The cooler Daniel Dice.
On its I place. Also want to talk to this
assassination
fellow named...
It succeeded.
Zorna.
That was a pretty good throw, honestly.
How do you say your Zorna?
Zoral. Everyone, they've got it.
Zorro. It's like Carl, but Zorro.
Yeah.
Zorro. I want to go talk to Zorro, fellow.
Forget Karen taking the kids. It's Zorro. Zorro's taking the kids.
Bro, Zorro. Zorro, where'd my kid go?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I really want to buy this paint for you so you don't harm Lyle any further.
Bro, when I get back,
I'm a terrified 16-year-old.
Okay,
just...
I'm just.
It's been the first time all day that Dice has rolled something that wasn't pathetic.
What was
that? It's not a 2, not a 3, not a 4, not a 5, but a 17 for once in its entire lifetime of existence.
Poor Lyle.
I'm just kidding. Freaking ass raped.
Lyle, if I come back empty-handed, I'm
going to. This alley is probably a good one for you.
Both will head there first then.
Jaden.
Yep.
Jaden.
Okay, also, combat encounters are cool.
Jaden. Hey. Jaden, if I buy the pick for you and I come back empty-handed, I'm executing Lyle.
What if Lyle got us permanently kicked out of the paint store?
I'm executing Lyle.
The general store.
Dude, I could literally just persuade her to let me back in.
Just, I'm gonna execute Lyle straight.
Just be like, yo, let me back in. Girl. Yo.
Hey, yo, girl, let me get your phone number.
No, seriously, though, I could persuade anyone to do anything.
No.
Hey, yo, girl, let me get your mailing address.
Plus 7, boy. All I need to do is get an okay roll.
Yeah, usually, sometimes things are so intense that you can't just tell them to do it. You have to actually cast a spell on them to make them do it.
Just...
Oh, damn.
Go away.
She be leaving even uptown.
Seriously though, could I want to buy that paint.
Yeah, it's up to Hyde and...
I've straight left.
Oh, he didn't just heads out angrily.
About to head out.
Also, I want that... I said it earlier.
Yep.
The reason I'm in search for a bag of holders so I don't have to carry paint buckets with me.
Oh, well, I'm just gonna go out and buy paint anyway.
Like, that's literally the entire reason of the bag.
Jaden, what colors of paint do you need?
Black and red.
How many other colors are low?
Black and red.
Okay, black I'm going to look in general store.
Red. Yeah, you come in. That's not how you enter.
Store manager. What the fuck?
She comes in. Okay, well, yes, let me guess. What do you need?
Listen, I need some red in my paint.
Oh, terrific. Now, could you please just tickle me? Why would you need red in my paint?
My friend is painting part of the house.
Oh, lovely. Deception check. Oh, okay, that's actually okay.
Oh my god, thank god.
Oh, you're being serious? Okay, let me check the back. Now listen here, you should find a different paint supplier. Not only do I not have a lot of red and black paint...
I'm dying over here, okay?
We know
it. Ezra, come on.
Not only do I not have a lot of red and black paint, but also it's rather not fun to make. So could you please find somebody else?
I will literally pay you 2 gold points for these.
No, like, I'm willing to pay you regular price. You're willing to pay me, like, I'm charging you regular price. Just find somebody else, my homie-o. Either give me the buckets and take your money. Oh, the money that you pay her, yeah. Not like, she's waiting to give you the buckets and rob you for every last coin you have.
So, Ezra. On the down low, you should insult Lyle on the way out to her.
Okay, so yeah, you can leave now. You're good. Unless you want to buy something else, boy. It costs 10 silver points for 2 buckets.
10 silver? You know what? Well, fuck it. I'm overpaying her because I'm a good boy.
How much are you overpaying her, boy?
But like, well, how much is 2 gold points in silver?
Like 1,000. That's like paying, that's like buying a single $1 kickstart for $1,000.
Yeah, dude. That I'm being good boy. Okay.
Apologize for Lyle's stupidity.
Oh, also.
I'll give you 2 health potions if you give me, 1,000. If you give me that much money.
2. I don't want the 2 yeah. gold points.
So I have to buy.
He's overpaying by so much.
Listen, okay.
For paint.
But I wanted to buy a health potion. I only got 1 because I had to go gather some herbs, and then I got yeah.
You have half price off forever, though. This is like a one-time thing for Ezra. Actually, you guys have like no health potions.
As much as I'd like.
Oh yes, I do have the health potion. I have not chugged.
I actually don't have health potion.
This paint is so unfun to make. Well, imagine it as payment to make more of these paints.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll agree with that.
Like, you know, price wise to get.
Dude, just start a tab of paint.
I'll give you the same price, but yeah, you take this health potion with 2. I don't know, I'm gonna roll a d4. 1 health potion. He hands you a single health potion. It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I leave.
You
okay.
See me walking.
When will I be back at the house? Because I do want to do
you
other
walk
stuff.
Back into the thing.
No, I'm not gonna go. Hey, can I have pain?
Bro.
Okay. Back to.
Where's the bet nail? So
Caleb, you got any dreams? You got any aspirations?
I want to help him do the thing.
You mean Jacob? You want to help
Jacob do the thing?
Okay, so Jacob, you want to help?
By the way, Jacob, what's your character again?
I'm Alan.
Alan.
Son of Elzer.
Nice.
Anyway, you want to help Alan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
You want to go find guy? His name is...
Alright, I don't have anything better to do.
Harkos.
Do we get paid? Do we get paid?
I don't know. I wasn't told.
Give me a second. Caleb looks at me and I just shrug at him. Give me a second.
I'll do it for a gold coin.
Nice.
My character needs a portrait of like what he looks like.
Jaden, come back to the bar fast.
Yes.
Jaden, come back to
how
the
much?
Bar.
Busy.
Job you do.
So if he comes, wait, did they specify alive or dead?
What?
Bringing the guy back.
Put into the sword does not sound like a lie.
Okay.
Not to.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna write.
Death.
Dead and circle it. Okay, so we have to kill him.
Alright. I've got nothing better to do. I gotta work on my aim.
Meanwhile, can I yell at Lyle?
What do you gotta say to Lyle? Got the phone probably.
Nah, I'm gonna give him a nice gut punch and say, what the fuck, bro? Why you gotta fail, Jaden?
Friendly.
Yeah, so he taps you in the stomach and goes, what the heck, bro? You messed up with Jaden, so Jaden is cool kid can't.
KKK.
Cool. Should I roll for how much damage he takes on our strike?
You wanna make an attack on him? Yeah. You're a monk, okay? Yeah, roll one the roll for
Jesus.
Attack.
Dude, you're gonna kill him!
No, it's monk is not that strong. Roll d20.
What is it? Hit die.
Plus 4.
Yes.
Wow, what's your AC?
14.
Yeah, you miss. Well, you don't miss, you just don't hurt him.
I don't hurt him, but I give him a nice gut punch. Like,
I'm just like, why you do this?
It didn't hurt me.
I know, but I still, he punched me. I whip out both my rapiers and say, do that again, I fucking dare you.
Let's do this. It's execution time.
Roll for initiative?
Wait!
Do you guys even know what a threat is?
Oh wow, I'm getting punched for something for an easy thing that I failed. Time to kill him!
That's what I look like without the cloak on.
You have to roll for initiative, you know, like, it's not just an option.
15.
Ezra, you got minus one or something? No, Ezra got
no,
16,
I get plus.
So...
So
you
can go first.
Hey, Caleb, the best part about this?
What?
Get out your character!
I don't even
everything.
Know what I need to paint. For.
Listen,
yeah.
I will not feel bad for you if I have to drop you.
Why is everyone here so first. Retarded?
I'm great axe this ass.
Imagine, this started from me asking for paint, and they still don't know what I'm using the paint for.
This is a bunch of idiots, by the way. So imagine killing each other over a chore.
How old are you? How old are you in
that's
the game?
Some sketchy guy that you don't even paint.
How old are you?
Who works?
They're killing each other.
How old are you in the game? Ezra, how old are you in the game?
Okay, never mind, I'll threaten you, whatever.
How old are you in the game?
It doesn't matter, dude.
What are you thinking?
What is this?
Roll for attack.
Can I have that quick?
Remember,
that
Alex,
you're
I'm roleplaying. I'm still very pissed from the whole paint thing, so he's pushed me over the edge.
Yeah, but it's not worth stabbing your, like, only friend.
But that's okay.
We have a speaker that's also a dodecahedron, and they just rolled it.
I was thinking about it, too.
Getting it whole time.
Let's see here.
Let's count how many holes there are.
Let's great axe this little fool.
Roll for attack.
Oh, kill him.
Kill
him.
It's 1d12 plus 3.
This is what it looked like without the cloak on.
1d12 plus 3.
I've fallen to pieces.
12, you don't even
15.
Have a shirt.
Oh, take 15 damage while.
Or pants.
I have 6 health.
I'm missing a lot of
okay,
things, yeah.
You can't say that. You're just bloody. So I guess you absolutely cleave Lyle. I'm just killing him in one blow. That's Lyle's turn.
Lyle.
I'm just gonna...
We gotta back up.
Surrender.
Perhaps.
I'm thinking.
No, don't say anything. Just let him do this. If he...
Right.
If he gets himself
if
killed,
I have to
execute killed.
You because you're a dumbass, I'll do it too. I'll throw your body in the dungeon.
What dungeon?
There is a dungeon. The dungeon, like,
In the Yawning Portal?
No, like, in the city, there's an entrance to the dungeon.
If you back up, I'll accept that as surrender. I'm being nicer. I'm giving you a chance at mercy. The next slice, bro, there will not be as friendly.
How much health you got?
Don't tell him.
You don't have to tell. Actually, you can't tell him. You have to roleplay and go, oh,
I
want to
see how much he does, though.
He is fine, by the way. He is fine.
Nice.
He is not injured.
You have
at
a whole
all.
15 health.
No, that's my ass. What is it? I haven't taken any damage at all, so my max HP is what I'm at.
You can block it with the milk duds.
I know it's
by the
health.
Way, you lose this encounter. You lose 100%.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a chance at mercy.
Yeah, you can have a Cheeto.
No rogue, or whatever.
A Cheeto.
Uncanny dodge.
What's your decision, Lyle?
Mercy or execution?
I'm gonna be what is called a bitch boy and fly 40 feet.
What?
Get arrested.
That's an opportunity to attack for Ezra. Ezra, would you like to
I just
want to
point out we're also
I'm
indoors.
Disengaging by doing this.
Wait, how are you flying? Wait, huh? You know,
I'm
flying upwards also takes part of your movement, right?
Yeah, I have 60 feet of movement. I fly up 5 feet and then...
60 feet?
I have 60 feet of flight.
Oof, okay. The building's not that big.
Yeah, I don't think our building's 60 feet wide, homie. Yeah.
He was like,
okay, I thought you were fighting outside. I wasn't in the building. We're
what?
Outside.
What is your speed? Is 60?
It's only in the air, but.
Oh.
Okay, The tap room is, hold up. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. The tap room is 45 feet from end to end. So unless you guys are fighting in the corner of the tap room, you can't do that.
I'm okay with that.
I'm disengaging. I'm just running away. I'm exiting the building.
That doesn't solve the...
I'm exiting the building.
That does not solve the problem.
You can't be 5 feet in the air next to the building because the door is going to block
you. He gave you...
I dropped right before the building and leave.
You can't do that.
He gave you a perfectly reasonable and easy access way to surrender in which he won't opportunity attack you. And yet you go with this. You literally had to do this cool thing called this. That's all he
just
asked.
Just back up.
Well,
there
can,
was no opportunity attack you would have done.
Fine then, Jesus.
Okay, so you're going to step five feet backwards?
And give up and just drop my swords and just huddle in pain.
Yeah, because he's bleeding. You almost killed him in a single cleave. He got a critical hit at you and killed you in a single hit. Seriously, you would have died instantly. Imagine that. Let's fight. And then they're just believes you. Anyway.
I tell him.
That's your turn?
I tell him, good choice, and I'll toss in my health potion.
Okay. Are you guys out of initiative, or are you still fighting?
I'm done.
Okay.
He took my mercy offering.
I'll chug the thing. It's
44 plus 4. 3d4 plus 4.
He took my mercy offering.
We use altered health potion rules.
5, 6. So ten. You gain 10 health, which is
not that great.
16?
It's better. Stop saying
early, when it's this early, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, good job. You had an argument over the stupidest thing ever and almost killed me.
Oh, by the way, let's do it. Let's kill the guy.
Okay, so you, Jacob, and Jaden are all going to be doing your action at the same time.
Your lesson.
So, here's the rules on finding that cool kid stuff, right? It's 420.
Take a screenshot quickly.
No, it's not funny enough. So,
okay, what's the guy again? I wasn't paying attention.
What's the guy's name?
Harko Swarmhold.
Why do they want him dead?
He was exiled for trying to.
He enters town, the Xanathar Guild.
He was exiled and he returned from exile.
Okay.
Illegally.
And he recruited. And Xanathar recruited her.
So, whichever character leads the search must succeed on 3 DC 14 investigation checks before gaining 3 failures, with each check representing 8 hours of investigation.
Okay.
So who's leading the search?
I will, because I. I'm leading the search because I can search.
Okay.
I am also good at search.
Okay, but like,
wisdom is like my primary.
You have to meta game. I guess it still makes sense for Caleb as a character to lead the search.
And he's not 16.
yeah, but,
good point.
Okay, so Caleb, make 3 investigation checks.
With what? D20?
Yep, D20.
Plus your investigation. So, by the way, I'm naming this episode
Paint.
Tarn's fight.
Paint.
Yep.
Paint.
Death for paint. Yeah. Give me paint or give me death.
Imagine having a PC die because Jaden requested to buy like a gallon of paint.
And one failed.
3 plus.
Who else sells paint, by the way?
You have to look.
2.
The bed nail.
4.
It is from my first
store.
That's where we get the word.
He's human, right?
Oh, I thought we
I think that's
the
actually
other general store.
The only general store around.
Then I
two.
Believe I
the first
have
one
advantage. I think I have advantage then because of my favorite target.
Oh, okay. Okay, so then roll with it. So that's 1. So that's your second. Okay, that's also.
Plus 2.
Okay, that doesn't count then.
Okay.
So that's 1 fail.
Wait, he's in a. Actually, how about I just expend a spell slot? Because I can just find people within a. Actually, that won't help me. Never mind.
Roll again with advantage. 13, roll again. I guess that makes it. Unless you want to roll 20, because rolling 20 makes us 2. Okay, it's rolling with advantage, don't worry. So that's 1. Okay, do it. Just roll 3 times. Make 3 skill checks.
So I rolled a 15.
So you failed 1, you've made 1. You failed 2, you've made 1. Okay, try again. Mess up.
You failed 3.
You've made two, you failed two. Try again.
Again?
Yeah, you've got one more because
You failed. Okay, no, six. Six again?
No, okay.
Okay.
So
I don't
you guys spend the day, you do not find him. Jaden. You go to which alley?
I'll start at.
You go at. I'm assuming you go at night because that's just the Jaden way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll start at Forest Alley. Forest Alley. Something alley.
Some sort of alley.
An alley that starts with a P.
Hester Glenn.
Foster Point.
Oh,
Lyle.
With a P or
raised
T?
By
P.
Okay, Forest Alley.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Lyle.
Make a luck check.
Lyle.
Get off yon phone! What?
Make a luck check.
Okay.
Dude, you're
still
like
on
this.
Your phone.
Hit the lower
room and just let him suffer.
He almost gets cleaved, it's his room.
I warned him.
What did you acquire?
4 to 6.
Okay, how many...
You find a...
How many hours are you going to spend, walking around before you get there?
He found a wooden dildo.
2. That's right, I've rolled for that.
Yeah, that doesn't change anything.
I should roll the d20.
That depends how long you
are. You roll a d20.
I would have had a 14.
Jesus.
14 hours just to roll.
It would have been day by then.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, this is in Sea Ward, right? Which is kind of like Dock Ward, but Sea Ward's more towards the sea. Bet you couldn't guess
yeah.
that. Dock Ward's more towards the...
Ocean?
Docks.
Oh. Well, you've heard the docks should be pointed towards the ocean, but maybe it's pointed
no,
towards
like,
the farms,
okay, so
I guess.
For Waterdeep, it's an ocean on, like, the left side, but there's, like, a lower kind of, like, a peninsula that has a docks extended up it. You idiot! How dare you not know about the geographical conditions of Waterdeep?
I'm sorry, I don't have a map.
We have one, but it's at your house. It's been on the wall. Okay. Let's see how I can do this.
With anger and aggression.
Okay, so Jaden, shut up. So, wait, how much time do you have? Yeah, plenty. Yep, so, Jaden, as you, can you, like, be quiet for, like, 3 seconds?
We will all sacrifice
just grunting, like, hanging in the chair.
Lyle.
Yeah?
I think you're ready to go to the bathroom or not.
I still don't know.
Just go to the fucking bathroom. Just go to the bathroom.
You absolute tard.
You special ed child. Go to the fucking bathroom.
Do you want me to hold your hand while I'm walking you there?
I'm glad they're able to get this on podcast.
I'm glad too. Yeah. Y'all have a whole section where just...
Where we just do nothing and wait for someone to do something.
Anyway, so as you approach this alleyway, this one's in. So I'm assuming, how do you gain information from this? Would you say you heard rumors about it? Or you just like instant transmission?
I work in a bar, you can't tell me I've never heard rumors about sketchy places.
Okay then. So. Because I haven't decided how this is going to work.
Oh, we're about to find out,
so
aren't we?
I'm just going to read it to you. This alley in Seaward is named after the first leader of the House of Wonder, but is more famous for the Circle of Skulls. This infrequent and unpredictable haunting takes the form of 7 floating skulls, which hover in a circle and argue with one another in whispered tones by the fence in the city. If they are interrupted, the reaction reportedly varies from being helpful to engaging in murderous spell slinging. That is what you know. You're going to purposely go there.
Yes.
Yes.
Just yes.
No, it's like later in the late hours of night. I'm gonna have to drop some stuff.
You can literally just go.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying it's probably gonna have some buildings.
Kind of alley has buildings in it.
Run faster, Mike. I was reading his Instagram memes.
His memes. Oh, wow, seriously, don't come on here.
Well, now he's almost getting cleaved for having too much testosterone.
For being too angry.
He's too edgy. He must die. He must be put to the edge.
Choose a place, Jin.
Building one, building two, or
those
alley.
You're in the center. This is an alley, so it's open. it's got a little hole in
there. Holy.
That's that probably would have entered from here.
So yeah, as you approach this place, it's gonna have, it's more like towards the sea. It's more towards the water. So like, it's just, it's late at night, you just hear like this quiet like whoosh of the waves and stuff, you know? r/whoosh. Anyway, as you hear them, like, that's just how it is. A lot of the buildings are kind of rickety. They have green moss in them from the sea spray, you know? And it's just smelled like soot, salt, not soot. That's different. So, as you enter this area, almost pitch black. It's a kind of tight area. I know it looks kind of wide, but just like, there's like barrels and boxes alike, just lying about. There's really nothing you see right now. Yeah, what do you want to do?
So I'm already, am I aware of the weird skull thing?
You are aware of the skull thing, yes. Because it's a rumor. And you pulling up.
I'm assuming I still have my buckets painted and making.
Yes, you of course have the buckets.
Zero
at the buckets. You are the bucket man. You supply the buckets.
Lord buckets.
Lord Bouquet.
I'm not currently in combat, so I can move more than 60 feet.
You can move as much as you want, yeah.
Lord Boucher.
So you're gonna move, like, along the walls.
That dude!
No, okay. There's this man rollerblading backwards down Main Street.
Hold on. Nah, it's Michael Jackson walking his way on rollerblades.
What a ball! He's doing straight dancing, yo. Okay.
What a boss.
Sorry to interrupt, but there was a man rollerblading. He's going backwards on the road.
Yes! What a lord!
He's on Main Street, like the one is supposed to be one of those travel streets.
Dude, he is like,
I don't know, maybe Main Street has the best roads.
He's doing on his tiptoes.
Yeah.
Bro,
he's
just
in the middle of the road. He's gonna get run over.
Your D&D session has been interrupted by rollerblading dancing man. Okay, anyway, so.
Keep in mind, he's at least 40.
Yeah, he's at least 42.
His hair and beard are like straight gray.
Anyway, what do you want to do as you,
I'm suspiciously looking at a wall without a picture.
And a car.
You just stand.
What?
Oh, we got it.
What the hell is going on?
Where is Lyle?
He went to the bathroom.
Okay, so you're just gonna stare at the wall with buckets of paint.
I'm just gonna. Combine them.
Get painted? Yep. Roll for persuasion.
Oh, wait.
Also, write this down, right?
Is it the 20?
Oh, he's better! Oh, never mind. There's some shaking.
You're stupid. Right, so right after this on your list, you're right, Ferris Allen, and what you got? Get 10 plus.
I'm gonna go Wrath Wild.
For persuasion. Two, that's so 12.
What?
12.
Yep. Write that down, so write Ferris Allen 12.
Wait, hold a second. As a paladin, if you break your oath and have
you lose all your powers,
and yeah. Like don't know and don't shows no sign of repentance, you have to abandon the class choose another one.
Yeah, no, not even that. You become like a commoner and you have to re-level up.
Yeah,
like you become a level 0 player.
Yeah.
No.
I dropped my pen.
Man, why are you writing with a pen? You just use it. We have like so many pencils.
I burnt my hand on that pen, dang it.
Dude, your blood, sweat, and blood is in that pen.
I burnt my hand on exactly 0 of those.
Man, that's how you're gonna rate things from now on. Did I burn my hand on this? No. Shame.
By the way, we're at 42 minutes.
Yep, I see.
So now that wall has been.
So tired. we should pick up the pace.
Alex, yeah, miss.
Do yawn skulls ever appear or no?
Make another luck check.
Alright.
Do you want the cooler Daniel dice or no?
I got those.
Yes. Do you...
72.
Okay. You don't see him, but... You don't see him, but you can go on and do your own stuff now. You don't see them.
Oh my god.
That's all I'm gonna
Stabby.
Say.
No,
we're gonna have to go outside after this talk.
Stabby.
Wild.
Also, apparently, keep in mind,
I have to duel you again.
Wait.
Stabby.
Can I go to that one? can I go to that one Mage's College place?
I can't hear you.
Can I go to that one Mage's College place?
Stabby.
Or whatever you call it.
Wow, can you be quiet? Thank you. You're disgusting. You disgust me. Okay, yeah.
Do my natural business, man.
Yeah, well, you, like, didn't have to make eye contact.
just what
happened. Yeah. After you leave, the skulls do appear, and they take note of the symbol you've written down. And you know that just because, like, you're connected to the symbol. So you, like, you become aware of it later on as you, like, walk, moving up to the magistrate. So you come up to the magistrate. It's, like, late hours in the night. It's stone spires, and you can see a few lit windows of people, like, the mages staying up late night to get done with their semester. Just kidding.
India lost $3 billion in because they forgot to close the
like,
hatch.
You hear, like, occasional, like, pop and snap, you know, people trying to build stuff.
Yeah. Is there somebody, like...
Front, you want to go to, like, main gate, pretty much?
Yeah.
I'd say it's guards, like, there's probably two guards standing there. One's go, sorry, it's closed. You can come tomorrow morning.
I literally want to sleep in the sidewalk right in front of them.
See, you just do the power move. You make eye contact, you go into, you lay down and you take a long rest. Okay, yeah, sure. It's not a little... Okay, next.
Bubble chip.
Okay.
You guys can find the guy.
Next day.
Oh, fiddlesticks. My old friend.
Bubble chip.
What are you trying to do? Wait, did Ezra freak up something? No, he bought paint, but like you can still do stuff during the day. So nobody's in the bar right now, except for Lyle and Ezra, I guess.
Oh, so Ezra, do you want to you can work the thing, or you can do paint. Whatever.
Kerosene. It means you go out of town and gamble.
And possibly make slash lose money.
And possibly lose money.
There's also a
and possibly lose money.
Get and probably get mugged.
And probably die.
And possibly get gang raped.
I fear none of these
get
things.
Ambushed by a village.
So you're gonna go out to town?
I'm probably just gonna roam around town for a little bit.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's kerosene. Roll
Ezra, you're not afraid of getting gang raped by
plus
like
three.
24 foot tall dwarfs.
Shut up.
Really?
It's not what a thing that could happen. You're supposed to, now roll the other one.
Which one
the one that looks like it but has less numbers. 72?
Simpleton.
Okay, so you gamble, but you don't lose anything, you don't gain anything either, so you just gamble for the fun of it. Because you pretty much you start losing a lot at the start. But later on, you start gaming on them, and you win eventually, but not like
enough
to be not a negligible. You earn and lose a negligible amount of money throughout the day. Hey, Lyle, what are you doing?
Looking at nothing.
You work the bar.
Your character for 16 hours is going to sit still and do nothing.
He is just depressed.
Gain one tier of insanity. I'm serious.
I don't know what that means. One point to every stat.
No.
How about that?
No. I'm giving him insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not okay.
That's possibly one of my favorite chart in the freaking book itself.
I will not just let you sit there and do nothing for six. No human can sit in the chair for 16 hours.
He's not doing nothing.
You lie.
I'm doing nothing for 16 hours.
This is blasting me.
Can I take a long rest then, please?
No, no.
That's
four of them.
I take four consecutive long rests.
No, you're gonna receive insanity.
I have DM.
Yo, hey, there's those motorcycles.
They back.
They back, but most of them they attack.
What the hell called Saga? Lyle just left the building, by the way. That's seriously, that's what it gets. If you're on your phone to the point where you can't think of a single thing.
Yo.
Probably
I hear Lyle whisper to me. I'll be back.
Dude, that's so lazy, though. You seriously can't think of a single thing. That's why you don't go on your stupid freaking phone.
Nope. When Lyle lost the duel, he whispered to me, I'll be back. And I was like,
In effect, there's 12 minutes left in the session before we probably end up having.
He's actually walking away.
Yeah. He's probably gonna go get something to eat at Super Bowl or something.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Well, that's his fault, man.
During a podcast?
Jesus. Whatever, we only got 12 minutes left. Now, here's, I think, is it mediocre? Yeah, it's long term badness. 1d10 hours.
That's actually probably what you want, then, yeah.
Yeah. 91. Wait, hold up, that's 1d10, sorry. I'm just gonna roll again, so I'm not biased.
95.
Is that a 9 or a 6?
That's a 9.
Yeah, it's a 9. So, 9 hours. And then, what is he for?
Yeah.
Loses the ability to just
speed.
56.
For nine hours, he is 25% blind. So
or 75% deaf.
I think 25% blind. So Lyle sits there and stares at the wall so much, he just, for half the time he's sitting there, he just doesn't see, like, what he's looking at very well. He's just kind of, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's 16 hours, so how many more times does he have to do this?
Oh, it's more than 10. So for 90 hours, you're just kind of blind.
Yeah,
that's what that Come on, dude. Like, seriously. He could have just don't go on your phone.
Man. Maybe we should just end the podcast, because two of the members just took
rough.
That's Kale's D20.
I still want to get in that collar. I slipped in front of those guards. I'm getting in, dang it.
Yeah, well, it's good.
Also, I feel like that's possibly the best form of protection ever.
You just make eye contact, you plop yourself on the ground, instantly go unconscious.
Alex is gonna walk back to the bar to clean off my axe.
What? Where'd you go?
Cleave.
Oh, no, I know
you said I gambled for like...
Oh, yeah, I assume you cleaned off your axe before you left, dude.
Ain't no one gonna pay attention to my short ass, dude.
Yeah, I'd say... I don't want it to be 90 hours. That's like a long time. I'd say whatever, just for the
19.
Just for the day, 24.
No.
For the time, for how dude, he could have said anything. Could have said I want to go kerosene. I want to go outside and just walk around. He could have said I just want to walk around. But no, you have to say I just want to sit.
Yeah, they're both gone.
I just want to sit in the bar and do nothing for 16 hours.
There's a point where, like, why are you playing D&D?
And you're just sitting there on your phone for, like, most of the time, and you only look up when I, like, specifically address you. Like, you just be aware of your environment, man.
Maybe we should end the episode.
Yeah, probably.
51.
Alright, well, sorry about
Give
this.
Give us $20 a month, yeah.
Please don't. Oh god, especially if this keeps up.
Under any circumstance, do not donate $20 a month. That is absolutely horrible. Like,
if you do this, you gain nothing. We will give you, like,
emotional damage. I don't even know what the tier is. All I know is that, like...
We didn't even... yeah.
No, I have the tier written down.
Oh my god, you...
nerds. Wait.
Alright, thanks for listening.
Thanks
anymore.
Thanks for spending hour number 13 with us.
14.
Well, actually, I'm subtracting the amount of time.
We have a half an hour episode sometimes.
Yeah.
40. Okay. So.
For hour number 12 through 11.
Alright, this will be the last one in a while. So.
Or 2 weeks, I don't know. Wait. Well, we don't release all three of them on the same day. We release them
good.
Once a week or once every 2 weeks, I forgot, Jim.
Okay.
I do one like once a week. And sometimes I'll do one like day of meets.
Yeah, like you did one already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did two today because I forgot to do the social media. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, we'll try not to go on a hiatus. Cool.
See you in 6 months.
We might have made like one of our party members angry, though. You might not come back, so I'll see you.
Okay, see you in 6 months. Signing off, I guess.